You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper,
then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn. What they on? All steroids and no carbs. Them's a thick-ass kid.
This is Primetime.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Oh, my goodness.
Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanek with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy.
What's up? Good Wednesday.
Is it?
No.
Is it a good Wednesday?
It's a terrible Wednesday.
It is a terrible Wednesday.
And let me tell you why.
Talk to me.
I'm just kidding. I love it. I think it's a great Wednesday. Now, didn't we used to have something called, what was Ian Furness's bit?
What Bugs You Wednesday.
What Bugs You Wednesday.
Yeah.
Take your calls. We used to do that.
Take your butt out of here. The Mets lost again.
So I don't care about that. So therefore it has not ruined my Wednesday. I think it's a great day. It's a beautiful day outside. It's not as hot. Got the 4th of July coming up.
It is a nice, I don't know what today is, like maybe...
great little day.
70s?
Yeah, mid-70s.
Yeah, it's about nice. 70. It's
is nice this not the most perfect weather?
This is great. If you kept this, this is San Diego-esque.
Yes.
Little light breeze.
Right.
Almost like you're saying San Diego's the standard.
Yes.
Yeah.
That goes again. Okay, so he's bringing up an old... He's using your own words against you there.
Again, not summer weather. Permanent.
What was your take there? You had some sort of take. There was something going on there. What was that?
I simply said that in the summertime, there's no better place to be than the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, you said
I
brought up even the weather. More so than Southern California.
Yes, because San Diego, you just become used to this. And it's like the standard. It's like 82 and a little windy. It's lovely. Whereas we get a little warm, but I just, the summertime here is as good as any place in the United States. And Buckley got all... Well, first off, you brought up San Francisco, and San Francisco sucks. That weather blows.
I did not say San Francisco's weather was better. That didn't happen.
You did. And then you had to change it down to San Diego. You got real Bay Area.
Uh-huh.
Freaking Buckley.
Well, you guys are pretty proud down there.
Yeah.
Well, sure. We're great.
Bay Area snoots.
Yeah. The Bay Area is quite snooty.
God.
It's not like Massachusetts snooty, but it's pretty snooty.
You know, it's funny. It's like I remember the first time I went to San Francisco.
Yeah.
It's like, it's so crazy that one person in one little experience can make you think. I mean, like, this is on me, not.
Sure.
But.
Yeah. We make a lot of sweeping,
to this day,
sweeping judgments.
Yes. The guy at the coffee shop was such a douche. So full of himself and condescending. I'm like, San Francisco.
Yeah, you never find that in Portland.
Right.
No,
but at the time, I'm like,
not at all.
Oh, San Francisco sucks. Look at all these people. Now, all of a sudden, I'm looking at all the people in San Francisco like they're all like that.
Well, that's
what's wrong with me?
We all make snap judgments, or you had that preconceived notion. Because a lot of my friends that are in Vancouver, they act like Portland is some dystopian nightmare.
Yes.
And there's nothing worse than when I convince them to come over into Portland for something. And then, like, they see one, and, like, you can see it coming. Like, you see what their fear is. Like, there's a, a homeless person doing something, or like, and a window gets broken, and they're like, "Oh, there, see, see, this." I knew it.
And they go to a great restaurant in a tough part of town, and you're like, well, this is where the restaurant is. I don't know what to tell
you. It's a city of 2 million people. Occasionally, someone's going to get their car broken into. In fact, that our Bronco, our Ford Bronco got the window smashed around.
No,
this was like Christmas time.
Oh. Well, I don't care about that.
Yeah, it was. It's like my we got friends that live off of Division, so it was parked right there. Yeah, and like
Division.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying. Rough over on Division.
So the window got smashed, and instantly I had like 5 people that I know. They're like, well,
that's what you get.
That's what you get
living in Portland.
No one ever in Vancouver has had their window smashed. Nope. Doesn't happen.
Yeah.
This is why I won't go over there.
What is
one
that?
One thing. Confirmation bias.
Yeah. Yeah, we do that a lot.
Yeah, we do.
In our lives.
Well, we base everything. I mean, your own personal experience is the best experience you have to go on. So if you have it one time, you're going to apply it to the rest of them.
Yeah, I mean, all we need is just a little bit more sort of understanding and awareness that, you know, just because you experience something or you think, even this is a shocker, even if you just think something, it doesn't mean it's true.
No.
How about that?
No. Well, and now we're so dug in that if you do believe something, there's no amount of proof that someone can give you, because you can just go down fake news. It's not real.
That's right. Fake news.
AI, man. What are you talking? That's not real. No, it's right here. You can see the image. It looks doctored. That's why I said you could have aliens or Jesus come down and land, and half the country would be like, nah, not real. I don't buy it. Looks fishy to me. Seems suspicious. And then you just need one dude with an alternative like newscast somewhere on some sort of like internet channel. You're like, I heard the whole thing on this this other channel. Yeah, there's 72 other sources. They're lying, but this one guy, he's the dude. He's telling me the truth.
There's one person who used to work for the government. There's like, oh yeah, there's an underwater civilization that is.
Hey, that guy worked. Yeah, that guy worked at Area 51
under there. And you're like,
whoa.
I listen
to a podcast. That's all I need.
Yeah, I'm high level.
I listen to one podcast.
They worked for the government, and you're like, oh, okay. Well, that
you believe the moon landing? Whatever. I listened to a podcast. They told me about how it was.
Aaron Rodgers made a lot of good points.
Danica? Have you seen what Danica Patrick is up to?
No.
Dude, she's like lizard, into like lizard people and stuff. She's like deep down the rabbit hole. She's got her own little podcast, and she brings on people that like aliens are living amongst us, and like government leaders are secret, like the, what is that, that old show V, and like they're reptilians and they're on different wavelengths than us. And she's all about it. Like she is deep, deep down the sewer well.
Yeah, I don't. Well, I mean, whatever.
Well, she did date Aaron Rodgers, so I wondered if maybe that kind of kickstarted.
Is she still a race car driver?
Nah, she's retired.
Well, then
I think that's what she does now. She just like goes on podcasts and.
Why do we care about her then?
I don't know. Every now and then she pops up. Like every now and then she'll pop up like on my feed with like the most insane thing you've ever heard in your life, and you're like, oh my god. And to hear people that act like it's rational, like some lady will be like, oh yeah, like
it's insane.
She's like, yeah, the lizard people are the ones that are running Israel right now. And then Danica Patrick's like, yeah,
it's, of course.
Like there's no pushback. It's just like someone told you that it was 77 degrees day. Like, oh, that's
you're
really
gonna like, well, let's explain that a little bit more. It's like, yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course, the lizard people. Yeah, it's Israel, the Jews, the lizard. Yeah, it's a whole thing. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, no worries. Heard on Joe Rogan.
That's why we're here. On the radio, is that we're your trusted news source. So you can believe.
The only news source I trust is the news on primetime.
That we say, because basically our show is just us Googling things and being confused.
And don't worry, we do our own research here.
By the results. That's right.
We do our own research.
Live on the air. You can hear our research
that
happening.
That is true.
I have hot Danica Patrick update.
Oh, what's she up to?
She is working as a media personality, entrepreneur, and commentator. She does NBC's Indianapolis 500 coverage, also does Sky Sports Formula One broadcasts. She has her own podcast, quote, Pretty Intense. She's launched a clothing line called Warrior by Danica Patrick, and she has a vineyard called Somnium.
So, like, you can be into lizard people, but still go on the Indianapolis 500 coverage and be like, oh,
and sell wine.
Turn left and sell wine. Hey, man.
What's Somnium mean?
Is it like Psalm, like sommelier, and then I don't know what maybe. Neum
is. It's a Latin word meaning dream. See, AI. I just Googled live on the. I just did my own research.
Fake news.
Live on the air.
That's not what my AI is telling me. My AI is saying something else.
I don't know. I think we're living in this era of people consuming other people that shouldn't be consumed. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I just don't care about her. I don't care about half the people that people talk about. No, 90% of the people that people talk about or take cues from or go viral, I don't care about any of them.
No, and now you've got ESPN does this better than anyone. You'll get one of the ESPN talking heads that'll say something so outrageously stupid, and then the rest of the shows will comment on it for like another week. They create
their whole formula.
Yeah, you just get one idiot to say something extremely stupid, and then everyone else gets to react to what they said, and then the rest of us are like,
Well, I'm not fooled by it.
Outrage! Is that is that the Jack White hat, by the way?
Yeah, this is J-Dub. Okay. All right. Right here.
Well, yeah, the other day, on a squirrel moment.
That was yesterday.
Yeah, was it yesterday?
It was yesterday.
Yeah, you said you had a Jack White hat and you had worn it in, and I was like, I would never know that was a Jack White hat.
Well, I know. That's why I like it.
It looks like a golf course hat.
But what we were talking about was the idea that if you go to a show, like Wu-Tang was here last night, you're never, like, it's just bad merch at the show. Yeah, what you need to do is you need to go to the artist's website if you really want their real merch, and that's what I did with this hat. I bought it straight from Jack White's merch.
It is nice because it does not. I just don't know how you would ever. Is that his logo?
Yeah, he's got a logo.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you need a logo.
I already have
a Saatchi logo.
Yeah, I already have one, guys.
You do? What's it look like?
I do. Well, I mean, I can't
have like a Prince thing.
I can't talk about it yet.
Oh, when's the
big things are coming?
Yeah,
you guys don't know.
When's
that.
The big reveal?
Well, you know, it's coming.
Okay,
because you're no one now unless you have a logo.
Yeah, that's right.
I saw that the Yonger has a logo.
Yeah?
Yeah, nice. the Yong Bong. He's got his own logo.
What is, like, what? Can you describe it for us?
No, dude, you'd have to, is it Li Ning, the Chinese shoe?
Yeah, that's one of the shoe companies. That's the CJ McCollum one, I think.
Yeah, so he's got his own brand through them, and there's a, he's got like a signature shoe. So there's a logo, and I'm guessing it's a JY. I didn't quite understand it when I saw it. Because most of the time, like with Steph Curry, you know, there's some initials in there, or there's like the little three.
Or yeah, they incorporate the number, yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't quite figure out what the Yong Hansen logo was. But to be honest with you,
it's Yong Hansen.
Yeah, what did I say?
You called him Yong Hansen, which is a slap in his face.
For God's sakes. Hansen. Bottom line is, I didn't care enough to look into what the logo was. But he's got a shoe.
Great.
And he's got a logo.
Well, good for him.
I don't know how many pairs of shoes he's going to sell in Portland, but
if you can profit.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Dame Dollar's dropping a new sneaker. I saw that today.
Do it.
His 10th signature shoe.
Yeah, you're nothing unless you drop a sneaker.
Yeah.
You have to drop it.
But Dame making sure he's affordable.
You can't release it.
A pair.
How much?
His first shoe under $100. Mm. He said it was very important to him.
That's cool. Shaq did that a long time ago, but
Shaq made his like $20.
Yeah.
He sold his at
Stephon Marbury did the same thing.
Yeah.
Starbury's.
Shaq sold his at Walmart.
Not a new idea.
Nah,
although that was cool when Lillard remember when he just rolled up in like a van
with
a bunch of
cheeks.
Shoes and he started handing them out to people?
Yeah.
That was cool.
Absolutely.
One of the top five most spontaneous moments in Portland history.
Ooh, it's
along with Dave Chappelle's show down on
what about
Pioneer
Bill, what about Bill Walton riding his bike to the championship parade?
Yeah,
yeah, it's kind of cool.
Remember the Greg Oden? What'd they say? Like, didn't they estimate like how many did they estimate downtown for the Greg Oden press conference?
Oh yeah,
or it was like a Greg Oden.
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't remember what the hell
they
happened.
Did at Pioneer Courthouse Square.
Yeah, a bunch of people just showed up.
Yeah.
And they were 800,000.
I don't think so. But they said 1 million at the Blazer championship parade, which back in the day, I mean, that was a lot of people in Portland.
Wonderful. It's marvelous.
What is the most spontaneous and greatest moment in Portland history? Is there a list out there? Is that
I don't know, I think we
widely known?
I think we burned some stuff down once. That was kind of spontaneous, I guess.
That's true. Well, what did we burn down, really, though?
I don't think I think we tried to burn down a courthouse, but it didn't quite work. But, you know, we got the mayor maced.
The riots.
Remember?
Yeah.
We did that.
Tear gas Teddy.
So that was kind of.
I mean, we did have an athlete run through a literal wall. It's a sports thing. But
yeah, that's true. That happened
here. It's a spontaneous sports moment that's gone down in the annals of sports history.
Could you do the Mo Cheeks saving the singer? I mean, that's spontaneous.
Hey, you want to know what AI says?
Lillard waving someone?
I'm doing my own research online.
God, I love when you do your own research.
One of the most spontaneous moments in Portland's history is the arrival of the Portlandia sculpture in 1985. A 35-foot tall statue. It was transported up the Willamette, is that how you say that?
I think so.
River on a barge and greeted by a spontaneous parade of 250 boats and thousands of citizens.
Really?
The event was so unexpected and celebratory that it even drew the attention of writer Tom Wolfe, who wrote a tribute to the city's spirit in Newsweek. The sculpture was placed on the Portland building, designed by Michael Graves.
You know, that's the with the pitchfork and
how about that?
You know, the long flowing hair.
Spontaneous. Who knew that?
Well, I did not know the story behind that. So that just came floating up.
Apparently.
The Willamette?
Apparently.
Get right the hell out of town. A lot of people are saying
that thing has diarrhea.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Dude, I see it right here on the barge.
That is something that I have not heard before.
No.
That's right, kid.
No idea. And by the way, that's quite a sight of that thing floating up the Willamette on the barge. Right? Well, that's...
And it's a trident, not a pitchfork.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Very close.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a trident and a
pitchfork? Well, I think a pitchfork is for farmers.
Also, I think a trident only will have three prongs, and a pitchfork often will have four or five prongs.
So I'm one
what
prong...
A brain.
I'm one... Prong away.
What a brain on that guy.
I mean, I'm a Tri Clydesdale. I should get that.
That is true.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I can't believe I didn't know this.
Big show, guys. We will get to headlines next, where three teams want Damian Lillard and DeAndre Ayton has a new home. That's next on The Fan. Now watch your square.
That will never not be awesome to me.
Hey, before we get into sports, I'd like to hit you with three more spontaneous Portland moments.
This is very spontaneous of you.
Yeah, maybe we will make the list of top of most spontaneous moments in Portland history by us talking spontaneously about spontaneous moments.
Remember when those two donkeys started spontaneously talking? That was awesome.
Well, there's a couple more I wanted to tell you about. I don't know why, but we were talking about most spontaneous moments here in our fair burg.
Yeah, and then we settled on the Portlandia statue down on the Willamette.
Well, that's what AI told me, but I found a couple of others. In 1970, a spontaneous gathering of young people, estimated around 10,000, came together for a weekend of music and counterculture in a field near Casadero.
So we had like our own little Woodstock.
Yeah, the event was a response to the war and the social climate of the time.
Ah, yes, that hot 1970s social media. I think back then it was just stapling things to telephone poles.
Then we had the free hugs moment, which I'm sure you remember. In 2014, a spontaneous act of kindness at a protest, a young boy offered free hugs to a police officer, and it became a symbol of hope and unity, captured in a powerful photograph.
Was it really powerful?
What were we protesting in 2014?
Yeah.
No offense, but like, okay, you offered to hug it. Whatever.
God, look at you.
Yeah, that's not.
Peeing on young boy free hugs.
Well, I think we're going to stop.
That sounded bad.
Yeah, that is.
I mean, free
loud,
hugs. Jeez. Well,
so,
you know.
So if I stood outside with a free hug sign,
yeah,
is that?
No, it has to be the young boy.
I was going to say, I feel like that's kind of borderline criminal if I'm doing that. I can't go around hugging people. How young was this boy?
Let's take a look.
Because I'm not going to lie. Like,
fella.
5 or 6, it's kind of cute, but then you know his parents put him up to it.
Oh,
but
yeah,
if it's like 12, then again, it gets creepy.
And he's crying and stuff. He's like, he's probably 12. Yeah, he's 12.
That's weird. I don't, you know, that's...
And he is African-American.
Gets into some weird territory.
Thanks a lot, Buckley. They were...
What?
It was a protest in Portland after...
Black, please,
oh, it was the Ferguson situation.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so pretty cool moment.
I thought that was solved by Kylie Jenner and Pepsi.
Oh, it was.
Didn't she solve the race wars?
Well, yeah, she does. Yes, of course.
You want to talk about spontaneous moments.
Everyone knows that.
Kylie Jenner ended race wars in this country by everyone having a Pepsi.
Well, unlike you, I thought it was a cool moment. And then also spontaneously, and you will remember this, we talked about this here, in 2015, Greenpeace activists staged a dramatic protest suspending themselves from the St. John's Bridge and kayaking on the Willamette River to block Shell Oil's icebreaker from leaving port.
I'm guessing that didn't work.
No, it did.
It did.
Yeah, that was the big deal. It made national news because they did halt the departure of the ship.
Like permanently?
It was a pipeline thing. I mean, look, I don't know about permanently, but at the time.
So they delayed it for like 8 hours and then they were like.
Remember that? They were hanging from the bridge, bro.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I briefly remember that, but.
A couple of other hot, spontaneous moments in Portland history, ladies and gentlemen, for you today here on the show. Thank you. Well, DeAndre Ayton has a new home. He's headed to the Lakers.
Yes.
So once again, the Lakers get a gift of a player. I don't know how many players they've been gifted in history, but it has to be the most of any franchise ever.
It certainly does seem that
it's unbelievable.
Yes. Like they don't have a center. There's no good centers available. And I'm not saying DeAndre Ayton's like a great center.
No, but that's a perfect guy for them.
Yes. Compared to like, you don't really need him to be great. You just have to have him be better than what you had.
They got gifted Luka. They got gifted Ayton. They got gifted Gasol. Yeah. They kind of got gifted LeBron.
Well, they got gifted Kobe.
Yeah. They got gifted Kobe.
Yeah. It does seem to happen to them quite a bit. Well, and now, I mean, you look at the Lakers, I don't know, out west, it does seem to be a bit more crowded, but I mean, when healthy, you do still have two top, 12 to 15 players in the league, and you got a guy in Ayton, and then when motivated is a 20 and 10 guy that did anchor a team in Phoenix that went to the finals. The question is, can you get DeAndre Ayton to give a fly-in whatever?
Well, maybe come April.
Well, The thing about Ayton, too, is that if you're ever going to get a bonehead to care, it'll be in a contract year. Because remember, he did the I'm a max player, I'll always be a max player. I don't think so. But this is the last year of his contract, and he's got a chance to do something in L.A. on a good team. There's no ice, so he should be able to get to the arena in plenty of time. Maybe this is going to be a new motivated DeAndre Ayton.
He gets $34 million season.
Yeah, but he's only getting like 10 from the Lakers. The Blazers have to pay the other.
Right.
So,
So
the Blazers are giving him $24, $25 million
to go play for the other team.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah.
Things are going great.
Whoops.
Damian Lillard, the report is that there are three teams that want him ASAP. Like, write me out.
I guess you don't want to wait because he's not going to play this year, but you sign him and that way you don't. I guess the longer it waits, again, you don't know what the culture of the NBA will be like a year from now. So if you want him, makes sense. Go get him now.
Yeah, and you can monitor his help him with his rehab.
Yeah, his rehab.
And, you know, all three of these teams already have, I mean, in other words, he's not pressing for any of these three teams. One is, shockingly, the Lakers.
Yeah.
Another is the Warriors. He can sit behind Steph Curry.
Uh-huh.
And then the Celtics.
Yeah. I mean, it all makes sense. You know, the interest in Portland, the only reason he would come back here is nostalgia. But if his goal is to still win a ring, I don't know where the best fit on any of those. And still don't even know if he plays at all this year. But if he does play, it's going to be towards the end of the year. And if any of those teams can get him healthy for a playoff run, you're telling me that any of those teams adding a Damian Lillard to your lineup or coming off the bench as a sixth man come playoff time wouldn't be beneficial? You can say what you will about Dame. Last year in Milwaukee, he was having a really nice year. The year before, it was a bit of a struggle. But last year, his numbers were great until he tore the Achilles.
I cannot picture him at all in a Lakers jersey. I don't like that. That hurts me.
Well, he's a Bay Area guy.
But
so does
if
that...
he went to the Warriors, I would love that because he's home. Well, I mean, they're in San Francisco now, but, you know, he's close to home.
As close to home as you could
be. Yeah, and I've always liked that franchise. I like Curry. I think that's awesome. That would be cool to see him play for them.
Yeah, I'm looking...
And then the Celtics can F off.
Yeah. He averaged 25 last year. 25, 5, and 7. And he was shooting 37%, almost 38% from behind the line, and 45% overall. He was having a nice year. You just don't know what he's going to be when he comes off of that Achilles injury because he'll be 35. And, you know, those can take a little bit to heal, and his best days are probably behind him. And he's never been a great defender. Will he be a defensive liability Even more so coming off an Achilles tear at that age.
And that's the thing that would worry me as a Warriors fan is Steph works hard on defense, but he isn't gifted enough athletically on defense. And you put Dame and Steph together in the same backcourt. Dude, I mean, well, like,
I'm not certain. Yeah.
You don't think he would be pushing for a starting role somewhere?
I don't know. I mean, I just don't know.
I don't either.
Could you have a starting backcourt? I mean,
how old's Curry?
He's like about that same age.
Like 36.
Yeah.
37?
37, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I just don't know if that's a... especially with some of the bigger teams in the West, that could be a rough go. When you look at like the young guards of Oklahoma City, what Houston's rolling out there, the young explosive
Edwards
guys.
In Minnesota.
That could be problematic. And Jimmy's no spring chicken either.
No.
So, it'd be interesting. You know, Boston, if you wanted a starting role... I mean, you suck up some of the air of the Tatum injury, and then you're back with Anthony Simons. Although Dame and Anthony on the floor together isn't exactly a murderer's row on the defensive end either.
Yeah, we've seen that.
Yeah. So I don't know. Again, remember, towards the end of his career, Carmelo Anthony eventually accepted that he was no longer the driving force.
Yeah.
The question becomes, can Dame accept that he's no longer?
Oh, I think he has that. Capacity.
I would hope so.
He seems to be mature enough and always has been to understand that.
Because you would think if his goal is to win a ring, that guy at 35 with the Achilles tear could still be a big part of a team. I just don't think he can carry a team. I guess in Milwaukee wasn't really asked to. That was Giannis's team. So he's already, you know, kind of played a backseat role, but could he take a third wheel role, I guess?
Well, yesterday we talked about the odds of his next team, the Heat. We're number one, but it appears that, according to The Athletic, a bunch of teams, contenders, calling for about Lillard. The Lakers, the Celtics, and the Warriors are the three that really want him stat.
Well, and two, if he's made so much money, and if it really is about winning in a ring, Milwaukee's paying him $120 million to not play. So he could pull a DeAndre Ayton and take...
Sure could.
He could take a mid-level at 15 mil and still just be making an S ton of money with the buyout. And then just, it shouldn't be about money at this point. It'll just be about fit. And I think the best thing that ever happened, Damian Lillard is getting bought out by Milwaukee, is that he just gets to sit back, wait a little bit, and then make a choice.
Quick spontaneity talk follow-up, and it is not a good one.
Uh-oh.
And this texter is correct. I had forgotten about this, but the boy in the free hugs photo from the Ferguson riots or protests, he was one of the kids. Do you remember when the woman drove her family off of a cliff in a van? He was one of the kids.
Oh my what? God.
Yes. Do you remember that story?
I do remember that story, but that was him.
That was him. He was one of them. I think that obviously they all died, and he was one of the kids. Yeah. 3 years later, he was murdered by his parents.
That
wild story, man.
That's not good. Well, now we went from like a feel-good story to just the
How
worst
about that?
Story.
Good stuff.
God. Well, thanks now for bringing that up.
What are you laughing at?
I feel all bad.
Well, I just had to put a bow on the story.
You did. You took that full circle.
It's not fake news here. I tell the truth. People need to know.
Don't forget to show love.
All right, everybody. Guess what? That segment is over. Coming up next, the New York Knicks have a new coach, and it's... here's Buck.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On the back of my spine. Hot Mike Brown Tuck.
Who knew we needed a Hot Mike Brown Tuck?
We do need it, and I'll tell you why.
They hired that brown guy, and then I went, eh.
And I scrolled right past
it's a drop for everything.
Boy, there sure is. Let's see if I can find that.
Oh, yeah, they signed that brown guy, and then I went right past it. Yeah.
Yeah, Mike Brown's the new coach of the Knicks.
Which... whatever.
I forgot about Mike Brown.
Yeah, I think we all forgot about Mike Brown.
Who has not forgotten about Mike Brown?
I had a really cool experience with Mike Brown.
Yeah, why? What do you
mean? When I was producing a monthly show for the Warriors, we would like profile different people on the team. And one month they gave us Mike Brown, and we thought it was going to be boring because he was just an assistant coach. And he took us riding on his Harley. We had our host get on his Harley. He's a big motorcycle guy. And I was hanging out the side of a van with a camera, like shooting him going off into the sunset on his bike.
Who's the host?
It was Roz Goldon Wude. She's worked for ESPN and TNT as well.
Okay.
Did you know?
Sounds amazing.
That one Mike Brown, not once, but twice, NBA Coach of the Year.
I know. And that's why I'm bringing this up. This is the only reason we need to talk about Mike Brown, because otherwise, who cares?
Yeah.
Although I think it is funny that they go from Tibbs to Mike Brown. Yeah. It's like, really? What an improvement? Maybe he's softer than Tibbs, and that's what they want.
I think that's what this is.
And is he not the definition of run-of-the-mill NBA coach?
That's a two-time run-of-the-mill coach of the year. And well, also, is there an award that we respect less than NBA coach of the year? That just means you had a team that no one really thought much about, and then they were pretty good, and I guess we give you credit for it. And then like a year later, you're fired.
Well, he won a bunch with LeBron, right? Young, he had young LeBron.
Yeah, young LeBron. That was one. He was coach of the year when he was with the Cavs, and young LeBron.
Yeah, and so I mean, having young LeBron right there,
certainly.
But he goes to the Lakers. Now, in his defense, he had to follow Phil Jackson. He was the coach right after Phil Jackson, and also in his defense, Mike D'Antoni, Byron Scott, and. Luke Walton couldn't do anything either.
Yeah.
But he couldn't get the Kobe Gasol Lakers anywhere. So they fired him.
Yeah.
Then he goes to Cleveland. He goes back to Cleveland, and he's there for the big Anthony Bennett rookie season flop.
Oh, that's exciting.
And then he decides, oh, maybe I should just be an assistant coach. And that's where apparently he rides a Harley with Buck following him in a van, leaning out the window, dangerously filming him.
And wins a couple NBA championships.
He got rings, and then he takes over the Kings. He's fine for two seasons, but he missed the playoffs last year, and he was fired midseason this year.
I do enjoy, though, that he was unanimously the NBA coach of the year, and then a year and a half later in Sacramento, he was fired. Thus proving my point that there's no award that we care less about than being NBA coach of the year.
I would argue that that's true of any coach of the year, and that's why I bring this up, because I was thinking about Mike Brown today. And
you were thinking about Mike Brown?
Well, I am a sports host, you just and I woke have a up, sports
you,
show.
You woke up and you're like, I got Mike Brown
on
the brain.
I saw the Knicks hired Mike Brown. I'm like, oh my God, Mike Brown. Yeah. And then I was thinking... I saw that nugget you just relayed to the people, and that is that he is a two-time Coach of the Year. And I thought, who is the NFL equivalent of Mike Brown? So I've spent today looking at that, and I have a few options that I'm going to toss out here. And that's why I wanted to talk about Mike Brown on today's sports show.
It is less interesting because there was a rumor that the Knicks were intrigued by one Don Staley. And even though I don't care for Don Staley, you want to talk about something that would have been interesting. A team that was on the precipice of doing something great and then blowing it up and hiring someone that no one has ever seen before. That would have been interesting. The first time we hire a lady coach for an NBA team, that's going to be a story. And I'm a little bummed that that didn't come to fruition, because Don Staley in New York would have been just headline after headline after headline.
Now, you would have to have been a two-time NFL Coach of the Year to be the Mike Brown of the NFL. Mm-hmm. So I have two names that I will throw at you that are... Now, there are some that have won Coach of the Year multiple times, but have also won titles. Mm-hmm. Mike Brown has not won a title.
I think
a head coach.
In my mind, I kind of have an idea of where I want to go with this, and I'll be interested to see if he's on your list.
Well, the most recent guy that is, that believe it or not, is a two-time NFL Coach of the Year is Kevin Stefanski of the Browns.
That's not what I was thinking.
A little bit further in the past, you have a two-time NFL Coach of the Year who was a good coach. Now, it should be noted, Mike Brown is a winning coach. He has a winning record in his career.
Can I throw this out? Because I don't know if he is a two-time Coach of the Year. I don't even know if he is a one-time Coach of the Year. But when I think of Mike Brown, and you brought
up...
I know. I just want to see if it's out there that if I'm in the...
Well, let me bring up this other guy, and, then, and then we'll... So this guy is a two-time Coach of the Year. Mike Brown is a winning coach.
Okay.
This guy is one game under 500, but a lot of that's because he was at Washington and they sucked. But in Carolina, he was good.
Ooh, this is my guy then.
And he was in the Super Bowl, did not win the Super Bowl. And that's Mike Brown with the Cavs, was in the final.
Yes, this is who I'm thinking of.
Ron Rivera.
Yes, when you brought up the NFL thing, so he is a two-time Coach of the Year, huh?
He is, yes.
I did not, but like, when you brought up, I was thinking, all right, guy that's been successful, it's been, you know, but like, I don't really think much of, I think of Ron Rivera.
I just want to point out, you were saying Coach of the Year, NBA Coach of the Year is the least respected award.
Yeah, whatever.
Can I just also inform you that Jason Garrett, Matt Nagy, and Brian Daboll were all coaches of the year in the NFL?
Get out of town.
Come on, dude.
Matt Nagy was?
Yes.
Is it just inheriting a franchise with a terrible record and making them average?
Yes. Well, Nagy went 12-4 in 2018 with the Bears.
But yes, it is the idea of you have to have a team that no one thinks anything of, and then and you have one good year.
Competitive. But the NBA one seems more like you get a coach who goes in and coaches that team real hard and gets the most out of really talented players, and then the players get tired of it, and then the locker room stuff starts happening.
And they fire
almost all of these guys got more out of their teams than they should have, and then the players got tired of them.
Yeah, like I'm looking through like NBA coaches of the year. Sam Mitchell was a coach of the year.
No way.
Scott Brooks.
Yeah, Scott Brooks I thought was actually pretty good.
Dwayne Casey.
Also good.
Yeah. Monty Williams, who's been fired multiple...
Also good.
Was he?
I think he was, yes.
Fired multiple times.
I think a lot about the NBA, it's a lot about just the who you get, the players. But, he won 65 games or something with the Suns.
Yeah, and then he was in Detroit for like a year and they canned him.
But he didn't have any players. This is my point. If you have good players, you can show that you're a good coach. Yeah. This is why it was never, to me, it was never really Terry Stotts' fault.
Yeah.
They weren't that, he was coaching them about as well as a coach could coach them.
His career coaching record, 381 and 404.
Who?
Monty Williams.
381-4. Yeah, well, he's had a lot of bad rosters. When he had good rosters, he was good.
I guess it is the notion that if you're a really good coach, you get stuck with a lame-ass team. There's only so much you can do. And if you...
Exactly.
But if you're that same coach and you're given a great roster, like the Phil Jackson thing, like Phil Jackson never had anything but great teams, but let's not take away from Phil Jackson... That's a tough job, but you have to have the pieces, I guess the ingredients to cook a first class meal. But that doesn't mean that we don't give the chef credit. But coaching is largely you have a ceiling put on you unless you have elite talent.
I mean, now that I'm looking at the NBA Coach of the Year award winners, I would argue that the NFL list is worse. I mean, you have and again, it's not that these guys are bad coaches. It's just that when you have Jason Garrett and Matt Nagy on your list, who are the Jason Garrett and Matt Nagy of the NBA's list? Because you got Thibodeau, you got Monty Williams, you got Mike Brown, you got Diagonalt, Kenny Atkinson, Nick Nurse.
Budenholzer won too, and no one wants him.
Budenholzer, to me, that's not Jason Garrett. That's a good coach. Dwayne Casey, Mike D'Antoni, Steve Kerr.
Byron Scott?
Popovich, Carl, Thibodeau again, Scott Brooks. Yeah, you go back to Byron Scott. He wasn't very good. He won it with the Hornets. They went 56-26. Sam Mitchell with the Raps. Avery Johnson.
A lot of it is, Buck was right. You get hot. You get hot, and we do it every year in every sport. There's a team that outkicks the coverage, and then we think that they're going to continue to do great things, and they don't. The NBA, what have we had? The Atlanta Hawks made a conference finals run. Remember that with Trae Young? Where'd that go? Right.
Who was their coach? Do you remember?
I think it was Budenholzer.
Was it?
I think that's right.
I think he was the coach.
How do you know that? That's amazing sports knowledge.
I think that's where he coached before that. And by the way, don't give me credit until you.
Oh, I'm not going to give you credit
until you look that up.
Let's see here.
But
Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, however many years ago that was.
Yeah, no, that wasn't Budenholzer.
That wasn't Budenholzer.
Well, no, he got them. They've had two trips to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Okay.
The first one was Budenholzer.
Budenholzer.
And then the second one was Nate McMillan took him over.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. So that
mid-season he took over.
The first one wouldn't have been Trae Young. I don't think he's been around that long.
No, the first team had.
But like Carmelo Anthony made a run to the conference. The Blazers made a run to the conference finals, for God's sakes. We see this all the time. Where a team has a good year, and sometimes in the NFL, you make it to the Super Bowl.
Oh, that first Atlanta team, that team was sneaky good. So I forgot Budenholzer coached there, but he was the coach of Paul Millsap, Al Horford, Jeff Teague, Kyle Korver, Dennis Schroeder.
That was a good team.
They had Cephalosha. They were pretty good.
Yeah.
I remember that team. They won like 65 games.
Yeah, and then whatever happened after that.
You know? Actually, they won 60 games. Sorry.
But then, like, remember with Carolina, like the Jake Delhomme, like Panthers, they made it to the Super Bowl and then nothing. The Atlanta Falcons, Stan Humphries led a team to the Super Bowl in San Diego.
Yeah, but we're talking about coaches.
I'm just saying that's my point is so much of this is a one-off, one-year. Things go right. Yes, give the coach credit, but everyone kind of plays above their weight and you have these special years. And then a year or two later, they're just gone. And the coach is fired, and we look at the team, and we're like, oh, yeah, remember that one year they did that? Oh, yeah, me neither. And you just kind of get lost to history. Every league is littered with teams like this and coaches like this.
Well, the Knicks just got one.
Yeah, Mike, hot, because that'll put you over the top.
He's going to win Coach of the Year next year. You know that, right?
Mike Brown. Well, I get they're one of the teams that could actually be healthy, so maybe they will.
Yeah. They're the second favorite to win the title.
Are they really?
Behind the Thunder. 8-1 odds for the Knicks.
Did they change it by hiring Mike Brown?
They were right there. They were at like 10-1, and the Cavs were at 11-1, and they got a little bit better after hiring Mike Brown.
Odds makers like him.
We love some Mike Brown, just like we love some Nate McMillan.
Well, so we've determined that the NFL equivalent of Mike Brown is Ron Rivera.
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's... That's the sports segment you didn't know you needed today.
Although I do think that is spot on. Culture guys, good dudes, you like them.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is right because I thought of Rivera as a pretty good coach.
Yeah, it's fine.
And Mike Brown's a pretty good coach. He'll get fired in a couple of years, but he's a pretty good coach.
Fine. Yeah, yeah. You know what? Competent.
Pretty good coach. I mean, like Rivera didn't have anything in Washington. Of course he was going to get fired.
Yeah.
He couldn't get that thing over the hump.
No.
That was the end of the Dan Schneider era. You think he's going to win there? No.
No.
New owner, all of a sudden Dan Quinn looks pretty good, doesn't he?
But he's got great transition lenses, and, you know, he's...
Did Rivera have the whole RG3 Kirk Cousins thing? Was that on him?
No, that was...
Who was the coach then?
That was Shanahan.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Old man Shanahan.
Yeah.
Not young Shanahan. Yeah. We're getting old. Rivera, by the way, is the... he's at Cal now. Did you know that?
He's their GM,
he's like
right?
He's whatever they... They calling it GMs now?
I think so.
Whatever they... Yeah,
he's like the head of football.
He's running the football program, but not the coach. I do think they're calling it GMs now.
All right, coming up next, Wednesday Sports Snorts. We've got Red Panda News, and Dylan Gabriel and Pacifica have joined forces on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, got some Wednesday sports snorts for you guys out there.
True story.
Never stiff your dentist. That's coming up.
What?
But Red Panda.
Stiff a dentist?
Yeah. A surprising sports crossover.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. A surprising sports crossover coming up.
Interesting.
But Red Panda was injured last night.
Yeah, they're trying to get like a GoFundMe going for her. People are freaking out. I didn't know the Red Panda was so beloved.
She's revered.
Yeah, she's a huge deal. So you've probably seen her if you've been at the Blazer games or, I don't know, like if you've been in an arena halftime show, she's the lady that comes out on a unicycle and does bits with cups and plates.
Yeah, she stacks bowls.
She flips bowls from her foot onto her head.
She's amazing. And her name is, she calls herself Crystal, which is, I don't know. Well, that's not a real name. But,
well, a lot of times if you, like the BTJ's family does this, is you get an American name because your native name is hard.
James to Japan. Here's the story.
I don't even know what he said there. What did he say?
No one knows.
Dear Mr. Japan, here's the story.
Dear Mr. Japan, here's the story.
Rong Niu is her name.
Yeah.
And she fell from her 7-foot unicycle. She was at the WNBA, I don't know, they have some in-season tournament like the NBA does.
Commissioner's Cup Final.
Which I love that they've played like 12 games and that they actually had like a full-on celebration with champagne and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And Sophie Cunningham was twerking. The Indiana Fever.
Without Caitlin Clark, a big upset.
What?
Big.
And I guess
Caitlin Clark is white.
I guess you make more money for winning the Commissioner's Cup than
that's what they said.
Than you do the WNBA Finals.
Wait, the team does?
Yeah.
Or like they put a bounty on it,
I think
kind of
like
deal?
A 30 grand bonus, which is, and I think you only get 20 for winning the whole thing.
Also on the live stream, Caitlin Clark issued her strong concern for Red Panda.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We're very concerned. She hurt her wrist.
She has the Caitlin Clark endorsement. So she fell.
Yeah.
And, they had to wheel her off in a wheelchair out there.
She needed a wheelchair with a bad wrist.
She Paul Pierced it.
I know.
She pooped.
She seemed
God, Buckley.
Well, that's what Paul Pierced did. He pooped and then he needed the wheelchair.
She is up there a ways, Matt.
She's way up
there. It's a decent fall.
Yeah. Yeah, so I wonder if we've seen the last of Red Panda. She's not young.
Yeah. No, she's not.
And she needs a wrist to flip those bowls.
She's getting up there in age a little bit.
Seriously, though, her bit, like, you know, I think it's probably pretty hard to book halftime shows, especially in arenas like for NBA games. Yeah. Because, you know, they get the dogs that
get
run.
Get the frisbee dog frisbee again.
It's like, oh, my God.
So the main one is you get the frisbee dog, you get the quick change people.
Yeah.
The guy and gal that dance, and then they change outfits.
A contortionist, usually, the person that can fit inside of a hoop or a box or whatever.
The big one.
Red Panda is
the Red Panda.
She's the star of those types of shows.
Yeah.
Everybody wants her. I don't know what she's worth, but she probably makes a mint doing what she does.
I saw an article, I think, on The Athletic that she does make a very nice living. She's not rich, but she makes a very nice living. But it was like Darren Ravel said that, like, she can't get insurance because she has a risky job, and then therefore, like,
she's an acrobat.
He was calling on the NBA to fund her medical bills, and then someone else was like, no, we got to take care of the Red Panda. Go fund me. Even though, dude, she fell on her ass, and then she got a sprained wrist. I think she's not dead.
She's been performing since 1993.
Yeah.
She might be dead.
I don't think so.
Did you guys watch the video of the fall?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Looked rough.
It did look rough.
Well,
like, she just goes down in a heap. It feels like, yeah, she probably broke her wrist, but maybe some other stuff too.
I just don't like watching old ladies fall.
Well, she fell on the tuchus, and you know, if you ever bruised your tailbone, your coccyx,
that hurts.
I'll tell you what, Red Pan is a little sore right now. Because you fall on your ass like that from 7 feet up, you're gonna feel that one.
I'm just worried about her.
Are you worried about her?
Yeah, I am.
She's 55. So,
yeah, she's old, dude.
Yeah, she's old.
She
needs to get on that HGH. She needs to get on those peptides, that Aaron Rodgers stuff. Heal her up.
You know, she's from China, so perhaps, you know, if she does make a comeback, Yang helps get her into the Moda Center.
Well,
for some halftime shows.
T's and P's, right? Thoughts and prayers. And they're saying that the Red Panda... I saw this. Oh, never
mind. You have her net worth over there?
Well, there was an article.
She married?
That I don't know. But I saw an article where they talked about she makes, yeah, here it is. Depending on WNBA, NBA, but you have to provide her travel and lodging. So you got to fly her out there.
Okay.
And then she makes, depending on the event, between $25,000 and $5,000 per show.
$2,500.
Yeah, 2,500 and 5,000. Yes. And then for bigger events, all-star games, final stuff, that she can charge up to 15.
Dude, that's great.
So,
and her act's like 10 minutes long.
5 minutes.
5 minutes long.
Yeah, I'm reading something here that says that she regularly performs at 60 basketball games per season. And so that clip, that's pretty good.
Yeah, so if you do, you know.
Let's give her 3,000 on average, 60 games, mm-hmm. all expenses paid.
Yeah.
You know. She's making 180, you know, I don't know, I assume that's taxed.
And then
it's not under the table.
And let's chop in maybe a couple special events that you throw in there. She gets a little bit more. I bet she
makes
clears,
two and a quarter.
She makes, two and a quarter. All the travel taken care of.
Would you?
No. No. Have you seen her lately?
I watched her fall.
Yeah. Years ago.
She married?
Couldn't tell you.
I want to know more about her.
Couldn't tell you.
Where does she live then? Tell me that. You don't have you don't have enough Red Panda facts for me.
Go look it up. There is an Athletic article from a couple years ago that delved into this, and to be honest with you, I don't remember it. I remember reading it because I remember that, but I don't remember if she's married or, you know.
Well, thanks for nothing.
Well, I told you how much she made.
She first made her U.S. home in Orlando at age 19.
Oh, so she's been here forever.
All right, Dylan Gabriel has joined forces with Pacifica, and we have an update on that D-Bags fan who is... Have you seen that?
Yeah, he got banned.
There's a guy that's been involved in umpire reviews at Arizona's baseball stadium
mm-hmm.
in four straight seasons. We have an update on him coming up as Wednesday's Sports Snorts continue on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive.
Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.